While some folks will soon be filling their tanks with fuels made from flat Coke or Budweiser, others are already using alternative fuels made of the oil that cooks their French fries.
Hello, welcome to Long John Silver's. Is this going to be for here or to go?
It's going to be to go. We're with the veggie van outside.
Kaya and Josh Tickell power their veggie van with clean-burning biodiesel. They travel the country to promote renewable energy and fill up using used cooking oil from fast food joints along the way. Producer Bill George caught up with the pair in Sarasota, Florida.
We were really amazed when we started researching this fuel. One thing that we learned is that the original diesel engine was designed by Rudolf Diesel over 100 years ago to run on vegetable oil. His engine was later modified to run on a dirty byproduct of petroleum, which was called diesel fuel, and the idea of running an engine on vegetable oil sort of got lost. So we wanted to take this idea back and help people know this unknown bit of information.
We spent a lot of time in the laboratory and in the engine compartment of different vehicles learning about this fuel and making it work, and that became basically our obsession, our passion.
This is the Veggie Van, the vegetable oil-powered van that has traveled all around the country, powered by vegetable oil from fast food restaurants.
We bought the veggie van, but we didn't want to put any strange fuel into the engine right away before we knew it would actually work. So we got a small Volkswagen, a Volkswagen Jetta with the diesel engine, and we experimented with various mixtures of this fryer grease fuel in that car until we felt confident enough that it worked.
Well, here we are inside the veggie van. Now, this is our little mobile house. It's kind of like a spaceship. It's got everything we need to stay alive.
Everything electrical runs on solar power, so we've got the little refrigerator, little TV, couple fans, and you can see the charge controller over there on the wall pretty much produces enough electricity for us to use anything we want, and then even if it's cloudy for a week, we still have enough electricity because we have batteries under that seat over there which store the energy. We've got the solar panels mounted on the roof, about 150 watts right now. At different times, we'll have jugs of fuel in here, up to 100 gallons of fuel in jugs in here. The fuel is not flammable at all. You can throw a match on it and it won't catch on fire, and it's not toxic.
It smells like the inside of a fast food restaurant. It really does. What we do to make the diesel engine run on vegetable oil is we modify the vegetable oil. We make it light and viscous, just like diesel fuel is. And we do that by a very simple chemical process. We mix methanol, which is alcohol, and lye, which is a white powdery drain cleaner, with the vegetable oil.
It's actually a very empowering experience to make your own fuel, even if you just make a liter of fuel in a blender. The feeling that you can actually make something to create your own power and not have to be dependent on the oil companies or the gas station to still get from one place to another. And also the environmental benefits are just fantastic. This fuel is 75% cleaner than diesel fuel. So you really feel like you're making an impact.
We get 25 miles to the gallon. We're just filling up the veggie van with some biodiesel, which we made. And I've just got a little 12-volt pump here that I hook up to the engine and just sucks it right out of the jugs and right into the fuel tank.
Sometimes we are running low on fuel and we just have to look in the phone book under restaurants and call up whoever is closest. And we have gotten grease everywhere from the Long John Silver's, Kentucky Fried Chicken chains, to the Mom Pop Burger Spot, you know,
truck stops.
All over the place. And you'd think that, you know, we would get turned down once in a while, but actually we've never been turned down.
By the way, Daimler Chrysler and General Motors have jumped on the biodiesel bandwagon. They're testing blends of the fuel in some of their passenger vehicles in the hope of making engines that will have lower emissions than standard diesels.